And we're back.
We're back.
Much sooner than expected. If you looked on YouTube for the audio of the last episode, you'd be shocked to find that it's not there. But we do have this. So that's cool, right? That's cool. Same day.
I don't even know how I don't know how that's gonna work. Cause can we release that and not?
I mean, we could release that and talk about all the stuff we're doing for the camera and in the camera, and we know we were doing it. They won't be able to see it. So, I mean, you could get all your gestures off that you want to get off now. Shout out to everybody that was...
Shout out to the YouTube viewership. Like, comment, subscribe.
Share.
Turn on your notifications. Yep. Make sure you're sharing it. Even when we fudge up on our end.
Yeah.
We need you guys not to fudge up.
Yeah, you got
to
pick up our Slack, pause. And what's crazy is we did not know that the last episode was not recording until we ended the episode. And this is the same day.
Same day.
Same cost. Same year, same podcast. Talk about the straight cash hat.
Actually, I should have switched shirts just for the...
I mean, they didn't see this one the first time.
The shirt I had on in the other episode, y'all didn't see it. So this is a different shirt.
Boom. This is the same Lacoste shirt I had on the last episode. It was just a few minutes ago, literally. This will be released same time.
A bonus.
And we still just going to give you a nice visual because we've said we're going to give you visuals. And we talked about the visual all in the last
podcast. The whole last pod is all about the visual.
And the visual doesn't exist anywhere in this world.
And there's no visual for that episode.
So we're not holding back.
That is nuts.
Yeah. So I'm just going to get into what I wasn't going to get into last episode because this is a fresh episode. We have a few minutes now, like more than a few.
Yeah.
You were talking about, I think we were talking about how none of this is scripted, which is not, and...
Can be, because we didn't record the
I would not script that. That's ridiculous.
That's nuts.
But that speaks to, or that makes me remember that Curb Your Enthusiasm just ended. And where that relates is, that show was not scripted, like, in the sense of a traditional sitcom or show. What they would do is, they'd have... We're starting at point A. We need to get to point B where you're leaving the house. And then they would just fill in everything with improv between those two points, which is what this podcast does, essentially. You know what I mean? We say, hey, we're talking about this topic. We're going to get to this topic next and just say whatever you need to say in between those. But all that to say, shout out to Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a hell of a run. It was on
Were you one of the people that like hated the ending of it and was like, ah?
No. It wasn't bad. I knew what the ending was going to be as a... Seinfeld aficionado. I knew that they were going down that same path, but then they put a twist on it. For anybody that's ever watched Seinfeld, that final episode, all the main characters went to jail. Larry David was a writer on that particular episode after leaving the series for a few seasons. He came back for that final episode, wrote it. A lot of people hated it. In his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, in the final episode, or during the course of the final season, there was the threat of him going to jail. The final episode, he was sentenced to jail in the same way that the characters on Seinfeld were. But his twist was he got out within the same episode due to a loophole. And that loophole was found by Jerry Seinfeld. So,
oh, damn, they went all out for
the finale. So that was dope.
Is it Jerry Seinfeld as in I'm home now and I've gone through this?
No, because in the show, Jerry Seinfeld is still only an actor on the show Seinfeld.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, since we did it this way here, right. I got something for you to...
And they speak to that final episode within the episode. So Seinfeld is a real show in that universe. Fourth wall breaking.
Yeah. I mentioned movies in the last episode that has no audio.
No video.
No visual.
Hella audio.
Hella audio, though. That should be the title of it. Hella audio.
Audio. And so you would have to listen to this episode to know that we got the name for the last episode. Yep. In this episode. Hella audio.
This episode will be hella visual.
Hella visual. Fuck it.
A two part.
It's a two for one.
Two part episode.
Yep. And we dropping them back to back. Like, we not even gonna hold off on the audio.
Back to back don't hurt.
Yeah. Cause you should have got visual with the first one.
Yeah.
That was the intent. Now you're just not going to get as much visual, and that's okay.
Ooh, Clippers game is tied up at 100.
100,
and that's, I'm only being that loose because of...
It's a delay.
Yeah, it's a delay. No. I'm saying I'm only being that loose just because we've gotten one out the way. So this is kind of like more so for
this is just for content.
Yeah, this is for bonus. Yeah, a little bonus content for the people. But back to the movies.
Oh, so
Deadpool and Wolverine, they're like, that's a huge, huge thing. And they're finally dropping the trailers are dropping, and it is.
Does that movie come out this year?
I believe so. I think it come out in June.
Huh.
So to get back to the movie experience and all that stuff, I'll probably pop out into the theaters to see Deadpool Wolverine. The trailers for it have looked pretty good.
I'll tell you why the movie experience may seem dead slightly. It's because all of those comic book movies were dropping at such a rapid pace, and now Disney is falling back from that shit. Like, nah,
we got to rebuild. But that's part of it. I think, and this is kind of deeper than just movies, but I think because they did such a good job of building the foundation, when they started pumping out all the, like, the big time titles, they had already built a foundation with the Iron Man's, Hulk's, like all the one-off movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the casual fans that were coming in are like, oh, you're bringing all the comic. And the people who was like really invested are like, ah, so you just had a really good time. And now it's like, all right, cool. You got all these people here. Now what?
Right.
Because you can't keep pumping out the same heavy hitters. You got to introduce the other stuff. But in introducing the new characters and storylines, you might lose some of the people that came in just for the big hits, if you will.
But it's like, without those movies, what are the big movies? Because those have been the big movies for several years running.
Yeah, they
cornered the market.
They took over.
Yeah.
And you don't get... And I think a lot of the movies that we think are really good movies just aren't box office.
Oh, that's a fact. We know that.
And now with COVID and how all that affected everything, you can kind of just make something, put it on streaming and get... Streaming? Streaming's really on some nut shit.
Streaming is definitely where it's at. That's the avenue that a lot of people are taking, and just bypassing that box movie theater experience, which is fair, because I feel like that cuts back on overhead, I'd assume. Like, that's a different breakdown of the splits.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a person that has no deal right now.
No idea what's going on. Nope.
Please, send one. We'll accept almost anything.
Almost.
Almost.
No,
Yeah. Almost anything. And if you look at the visual, I'm shaking my head. Like, say,
ain't going down that path.
You know what I mean? But
nah. If that's your offer, we good.
Yeah, we good. We independent. This is independent. Yeah,
don't even send the email. If you want that, and you know what I'm talking about, don't do that.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I'm giving you the same experience from the last podcast that you couldn't see visually. I'm still watching the game, and this is the look that I said, oh, if you see us looking down, it's because we're watching the game. I want to make sure you don't miss anything that you missed from.
So we don't want you to miss anything, because we missed everything.
And that was good. The visual on the last one were good. Mind you, the exact same visuals as now, but there were some looks at the camera. There were some looks at each other, pause.
Work in progress, though. Yeah. This is breaking that fourth wall, and we're dedicated.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Like, this is a new podcast, new format. The podcast, this is damn near a new podcast with the changes.
Yeah, we just treat it like the back half of the first episode.
No, I'm talking about a new podcast as far as this podcast kind of banging in general. Like, with...
Oh, yeah?
With the restart and the additions, it's damn near new. Like... Yep. So fall in love with the podcast again if you've been in love with it. If you hated it before,
comment, rate,
hate it more.
Mm-hmm.
If you hated it before, hate it more.
Get right back into that hating. Yeah, please. You hate, please bring that hate up here. Bring your hating ass up.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And that's what you missing first. Bring your hating ass up here.
Bring your hating ass up here. Let's really chop it up and get to it.
Let's get to the hate.
I mean, while we're here, I mean, we can give them a few minutes of Because we got to give them like a little bit of a episode.
No, for sure. I'm here.
So, I mean, what we on? Now, this is completely off the fly, so this might get crazy.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know anything. I
talked about everything on the last
episode. I shot my load on the last episode. Pause. I mean.
So, I don't know which one we do.
Shit, we could talk We can talk sneakers, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Nah. I'm not. We're not going to get into a sneaker bag.
See? I'm glad you said that.
Nah. I ain't going to let us go down that path. It just sucks because we know what happened. So it's like, and to not talk about everything we just talked
about. No, we're definitely not doing that. I'm not talking about any of that.
But it was mad stuff. Where's my my phone? I'm gonna lie. Yeah,
we can't have dead air. We can't have, no air. Talking on the podcast.
That's not a thing.
Talk about. Do you want to talk about the origin of the podcast? Like where the name came from, maybe? Have we ever told that backstory?
I don't think so.
It's a short story, but we could do that. So this podcast kind of banging. There's a little known movie called Paid in Full. Paid in Full has a character named
Calvin,
who's dating Ace's sister. I can't remember the sister's name, but he's dating Ace's sister. He meets Ace in the hallway.
That's the best. That's one of the best scenes in cinematic history.
Yeah, he meets Ace in the hallway. He says, "Hey, Ace," or whatever he says. He tells him. He says, "You still dating Mitch's sister?"
You hanging with Mitch's sister, right?
So, yeah. She's cute. She's kind of banging. And that's all it took. So she's kind of banging, and we just took that to this podcast, kind of banging.
Yep, and that's been the
That's been the running.
That's it. Like that, and that movie is one of the. We've mentioned it time and time again on this podcast. I feel like Paid in Full and Training Day, my wife thinks, are horror movies. She told me.
Seen it so many times.
She's seen it so many times. Like, she's scared. She hates it. She hates when she sees that intro for Training Day. And same goes with Paid in Full.
It has to suck to know exactly what's going to happen in the movie because you've seen it so many times. And not have that level of passion or interest for the movie.
Yeah, because it's torture.
And it's going to be on again.
That's why she said it's a horror movie for her. Because she's like, all right, I'm cool. I get it. I see the hype behind it, but I don't want to keep...
Nobody wants to watch these movies that many times, I promise you. Mm-mm. I do. But, I mean, the average person does not want to watch these movies that many times.
I mean, hey, summer's gearing up.
Damn.
And...
38 for Kyrie.
That's buckets on buckets.
I mean, Luke ain't.
Is there anybody that you're checking for to drop music this summer?
Not necessarily that I can think of, but you did mention summer. With summer or with the current music landscape, there are a lot of concerts. That's a good thing to talk about. The Lox, is it 30th anniversary or is it 20th anniversary? Got to be the 30th. No, not 94, 20th. Either way, that's a show that I would be interested in going to.
And it looks like that lineup is fire. It looks like it's going to be a very tough show.
That's a fire show.
Shit, Dom Kennedy's coming up in in this area.
And all these things were talked about actually last evening. Not on the podcast.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of discussion about who's going where and. And that was both of those shows.
I could have seen my dog. I'm mad I didn't make it. I'm really upset I didn't make it out to
holy shit,
to see the homie off to her prom. Like, that was just a matter of triple or double booking, and the person who booked the event was like oblivious to everything going on. So just a very unfortunate. I got hit up about it. Like, damn, are you here? I'm like, I got wrapped up in some stuff. It wasn't intentional, but I sent love. Because it definitely would have been cool to kick it with a couple folks. I got to get back into my outdoor kicking it bag, spending time outside of
It's early, though.
It's hard to get out the crib, man. I promise you it's hard to get out the crib. But yeah, Dom, I want to say me and my wife were looking at... I may have mentioned it already. I think Missy and Sierra's coming up. Tanking them on, it's a couple tours, and of course the heavy hitters, I feel like they're all announcing.
Everybody coming for that bag right now.
What, Future and them on the we Trust You tour? That's going crazy. Well, not going crazy, but that's gonna be a thing. And then you got your typical festivals, Broccoli Festival, all that fun stuff.
Luca with a triple double,
that's nice if you bet it. Hope you made that bet.
I did not. I think I took Luca for too many points because he has 25. I know I didn't settle for 25 Luca points.
Okay, we can get... I mean, just for the sake of... I don't know. I got to run
but if you go get a bucket here... Then
I do have a story I would share, but score two, I'm going to run that past my peoples first before I share it. I don't want to bug out too heavy.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
But I feel like it'll be a really fun shared story once we do get a chance to get it off. Let's see. Concert. Are you going to pop out to any of these concerts?
I want to pop out to the locks. And I want to pop out to the R&B money joint too, but definitely the locks. And I want to go in either Philly or New York because I feel like that's where the most guests.
I feel like New York concerts pop up. Go crazy. Like
everybody there already. That's here. Just a matter of yo, come out tonight. I know you in the city. Pop out.
Look, before you slide through to such and such, I need you to pop out here, record, and do, maybe make something shake.
Yep.
Is there anything in the notes that we didn't get to?
Can't be. We just did an hour. No, we ain't. We did an hour long podcast.
Ah, we can talk about that accountability. We was going to do a Lucy on it. That'll give him
go ahead.
I feel like I've mentioned it before.
I'm going to be accountable for the last episode not being recorded.
There we are. Taking accountability. Yeah,
not
in
being
the
visually recorded.
But yeah, I feel like I've mentioned it, and I'm just going to reiterate that accountability is. Like, I can take accountability. I know I've taken accountability. But from what the outside sees, they may not see that as me taking accountability for whatever said action is because I didn't do it their way.
Mm.
So, like, my way of accountability might be, I was bugging out. I'm a step to you. I was bugging out. Here's why. Here's what I did. And yeah, I owe you an apology for this. And cool, the person that you apologize to could accept it in the moment, but as soon as they by themselves or they're out of your presence, they could think it's complete BS or I'm not believing it for whatever reason. And then in their mind, you just are saying shit to be saying it, and you're not really taking accountability because you didn't do it a specific way. Like, hey. If you were really taking accountability, you would have gone and did X, Y, and Z. But because all you did was say, hey, I'm doing this, that's how you view it. And that's not accountability. That's just you admitting you were wrong and you're not taking accountability. That is it. Like,
that's people wanting what they want, bro.
Yep. And at that point, I feel like the person who feels that way should speak to it. Like, if you give me, you come to me like, yo, B, I bugged out. I wasn't da 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 da. If I'm not on it, like, if I ain't, all right, cool. I'm glad you acknowledge it, but that ain't going, like, that don't fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it, but that's not going to fly. But I think people won't do that for the sake of having to potentially admit whatever would get you out of that. Ill space, if that makes sense, in that sense of taking accountability, because I can't be mad at you no more. Like, if you take accountability for something and then we squash it, like, I can't trip no more.
You would think not. But
so I believe people, if you feel like you took accountability, then roll with that shit. And if folks ain't gonna rock with you or they're gonna say whatever they're gonna say, then it's out of your hands. It ain't nothing you can do. There's no way to prove accountability.
Yeah, because people set certain standards for things.
Because what I believe is taking accountability may not be what the other person believes.
And then what the other person believes is taking accountability maybe way the fuck out of pocket.
Yeah, like, I ain't doing that. What? You want me to do what?
And you're not wrong for feeling that way.
Say, nah, you bugging. I'm not doing that.
I'm gonna tell you what.
You're not really sorry, because if you were really sorry, you would no. I ain't a sucker.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Facts.
I can be sorry, but I'm not a sucker. And I'm never on sucker shit.
That's a fact.
But one would say I might have done some sucker. I don't think I've ever done no sucker shit.
You've done some sucker shit.
Actually, no, I
haven't. I know the sucker shit that you may have done. I'm just saying has done some.
I've done some sucker shit.
Some shit this wild.
Yeah, that's some sucker shit.
Yeah.
I've done that. I like that shit. But in my standards, what I believe to be sucker shit, I've done sucker shit.
Sucker shit for who you are.
Yeah. For me, like, I ain't.
But not like the sucker shit that's
I did it for, in the long run, like, it makes sense. Like, I'm not mad that I did it now because it worked out in my favor, but
if things worked out any other way, it would have just been some sucker shit. It's and it's like, why it's you like, was even
damn,
doing
damn, yo, you ain't had to do that, because that ain't even your bag.
I can feel that. And I've definitely done some shit where I'm like,
this ain't me.
This ain't me. It ain't work out the way that it should have.
In my very specific instance, it worked out. Like, it was worth it. I made the right decision in the moment. Like, that's one of those cooler heads prevailed. And
cooler heads prevailing is always fire.
I didn't crash out for some in the moment shit. I kind of let things build, breathe, talk to who I needed to talk to, and dealt with it in a sense. But there was a time in my life where taking all those steps would have been viewed as sucker shit. And I'm like, eh.
That's yeah, man, shit. But that's living, learning, and growing and all that.
Yeah. And that's tough. That's a tough... But then be like, those are tough lessons you gotta learn in real time.
You only get one shot at this. I'm gonna tell you what's crazy. And this speaks to the human aspect of everything. So I realized, and this is gonna sound so stupid. Not stupid, but it's gonna be so cliche, I guess. Everybody is special, dog. And what I mean by that is, without even knowing, we all had to go through so much just to be here. Like, just to be a living person, organism. And I'm speaking on starting from the very beginning. Like, there's millions, billions, whatever. I don't know the exact numbers. I'm not a scientist. Like, I'm not a biologist. Or I think, what would that fall under? Would that fall under biology?
Give me a line.
All right, whatever that falls under, I'm not that. I'm not in that field. But I know that there are at least million opportunities for it to have been somebody else. Right? To the point where you're not living. To where it's not
you. Oh, you got in that bag. That's a nut-ass bag.
Nah, that's a bag of you're special for that reason alone. Right? That's what I'm saying, right? So within that, the way I move is my time here, respect me as such, right? But within that, I've realized that I may have disregarded how special other people are, because everybody's just
that's
trying
hard.
To, you know what I mean? Everybody is on that same plane in that regard. Nobody, no one person is more special than another person.
Yeah.
In the most basic sense of it. Of course, you know, you build relationships with people, that person becomes more special than another person. But in the most basic of senses, everybody is special in that way. And I just fight so hard for what I'm trying to do with my time as this special person that it sometimes does infringe on another special person.
So we're all special people.
Yeah, and that's foul. Even sometimes it's the majority of times it is certainly without that intent, without trying, without that being my goal. And I don't think I'm the only person that does that, but I'm just speaking to me.
I guess that's kind of like falling under the sense of you done people foul unintentionally.
Yeah, I mean, like, for sure.
That wasn't my intent to be foul to you. I was just moving because
this how I needed to move. Yeah, this how I move.
I got to get out of this. I have to do these specific things. Mm-hmm. And if you can't run with it, then it is what it is. It's not for personal.
It's not personal, but it's affecting you as a person. Thus, you're taking it personally.
Yeah.
And you're...
I owe two people an apology since we're here and we need, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, one.
And let me just stop you right here.
I'm not going to say names.
You know, but let me stop you right here. Had that other episode been visually recorded, none of this would be happening right now. Whatever's about to happen.
That's crazy because none of this would. But one, I'm very, like, I don't. One thing's not going to change is my stance on that whole I was a hard girl and now I'm embracing my soft era shit. Like, I'm never with that. I don't care. Like, it doesn't make sense. But I do see it. So I'm not a person that, I guess, believes in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe you are who you are. But if, I guess I've been looking at plants. Like, I'm really on this plant. Like, I want plants in my house. I want plants in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
I want... So, if that, I guess, counts as
You entering your soft era?
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not. I ain't never want no shit like that. But I could see how somebody would say, oh, this is me entering. Like, I just feel like I like plants and that shit is cool.
I feel like that shit's just, I feel like it's just a label on something more than anything. I feel like people and evolve and they change.
Everything don't need to be labeled.
Everything does not need to be labeled. But in this time and era and space, people like to have something to speak to.
So, like, today, my mom's, I just found out my mom's quit smoking.
That's fire.
Now, my mom's been, she smoked pretty much a greater portion of my life. She had an instance where she stopped for a little while and then picked back up, blah, blah, blah. But shout out to Mom Dukes. She kicked smoking, and she hasn't been smoking for a while now. And shout I just out. Found out today at the kid's birthday party. And I was like, see, like, moms ain't hit us in a group chat like, y'all, I stopped, da, 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 da. I was like, she just chilled out and... Like, it is what it is.
Just live life.
I immediately responded with, damn, I know you was a quitter. But
he did. He like, did.
I mean, it's cool. Do your thing. But, I mean, I don't know how I'm... I mean, I had to tell the kids, like, I mean, Grammy, she cool, but...
She's a quitter.
No, she a quitter. Like...
She's a big supporter of the podcast,
too. Yeah, so she's going to hear this and probably...
So, shout out.
Air me out. But yeah, man. So yeah, I'll be a little more. I'm a little more understanding of the whole. I'm embracing my soft whatever mm-hmm. era because I can see how. Not that I'm like a person that's really charged up on aggressive, but like there was something relaxing about being in the little plant shop and just seeing mad different plants and. The homie was educating me on like how they need water and how their roots get into it. I'm not gonna overplan this out, but
please. I mean, we can. I mean, this is like maybe the second pod where you've mentioned it. If you do want to have a segment, because we don't talk about sneakers like that anymore.
So we replace sneakers with plants.
Yeah, if you want that to be the plant section, that's cool. I'm not gonna trip.
To the power plant. But yeah, I'm not going to be as hard or harsh when I hear that anymore. Because I can understand going from one thing and embracing something new and you're more relaxed and you're like, you know what? I'm falling back and this is who I am now. I don't know. Something about the delivery, the setup, and
that's because certain things.
And you ain't that.
It's because of the way. People frame certain things. It's because I'm doing this, or this is how I describe what I'm doing now. And as a result, I now have the freedom to do this, this, and this without any...
Yeah.
Without any recourse.
So no. That's not how that works. It's recourse.
So that's where some of the problematic...
Like that shit just don't absolve you from everything. Like there's still some accountability.
There's still some accountability.
Still some accountability. You see just that? Can't say
you ended where you started.
That's hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I do hate the I'm just a girl. I hate that. I don't get it. That ain't it. And. They may know who I'm talking to if you listen to this point.
You're not jacking that pause?
I ain't rolling with none of that. I wouldn't know what to do if I asked. Like I said something, I'm like, oh, just a girl. Like, huh?
I don't know, man. Some things are beyond me.
I get it in a funny aspect. Like, if it's used for humor, cool. But, like, when we dead ass.
And it's real.
Like, it's dead ass. When it's real, time, you can tell. Heavy, and that's where you're leaning on? Nah, we not doing that.
And I think that line is very thin. Like, I think it is a lot of times used for comedic relief,
mm-hmm.
but
it should only want
it teeters because I've seen where it's not used for that. It's like, yo, I'm not doing shit. I'm only a girl.
Comedic relief is fire.
Yeah. But when it's not that and I've seen it like go into that real like, yo, what you expect from me? I'm a girl. Like, and it's like,
so true.
Ain't that's backwards. Like, that's taking steps back. You know what I mean? In the sense that everything's supposed to be equal, like everybody want to be on the same plane, and you know what I mean? But again, that's not for me. Whoever's having those conversations, I respect you all, and that's beyond me.
say beyond.
Dog, you know how good a podcast gotta be to give you an hour and a half unplanned? Like,
yeah.
I'm this is pod fatigue. Like,
said that mental, but nah, I honestly think
we gone into overtime.
I feel like at some point,
and I think I hit two parlays. I just don't have my phone to check.
We could, like, I know it's some, it's a lot of stuff that we could really, really get into that we don't get into for good reasons.
You know what I be think? I be that's,
but that's something that I think at some point we're gonna have to get into it just to get it out there.
I don't really, I struggle with content for the podcast from the standpoint of anybody that's been keeping up with the podcast, you know, watching now, but listening previously, you can hear the shift in content from where we don't really cover as much celebrity news. And if we do, we always bring it back to real life and how it applies and things like that. So within that, I struggle with not giving like too much of my real life on the podcast, just for the sake of not even protecting people because people are listening, but just, I don't know that I feel comfortable with that to an extent. Like, certain, like funny stuff.
Yeah,
like,
funny. So I'm always sharing funny.
Yeah, the funny stuff is like, cool.
But it's real.
But that's the thing. It'd be real life shit that's like, yo, I'm talking about this because this is my life. And that's how people perceive it. Like, yo, we could talk about whatever's in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time,
it's like, ugh.
I have a certain level of respect for discretion.
Yeah.
Because
it's a couple funny-ass stories. Like I said, I always say, matter of fact, I'm going to do my homework so I can at least share one or two of them. But it's certain shit like I've shared with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? It's like, it's nothing like hidden or not known. But it's stories that I may not necessarily just blurt out without getting consent from.
Imagine I come on a podcast and I'd be like, yo, tell them the story you told me about such and such and such. Like, that's nutty as shit. Like, and vice versa. Like, what?
Say, like, oh, yo, you know what we can talk about? Remember?
And then the visual you see, I'm like,
the fuck is,
so fuck is going on? Yeah, like, nah.
Cut that out.
Yeah, so, that just know that that's, that is the thing that takes place. If anybody ever wants, yo, why y'all kicking on the reel on some, I don't know anybody ever said that or thinks that, but just
I think
in case.
The only thing, I think people, what I've gotten is we could be more, we could share more, like more of what's going on, but it's like, I feel like there's a time and place, and like sometimes it just ain't right.
Sometimes it's not worth it.
And it ain't worth it. Like, we not.
What's gonna come back from sharing certain shit?
And I'm huge on, if you wasn't there, like,
yeah, some shit you definitely gotta be there.
Gotta be there for and sure. I'll check back with the necessary parties before I divulge.
That's a fact.
Because some shit is saying for that, especially in the, not even that we're like a big platform, but it's out. Once it's out there, it's out there.
And the people that I presume listen would be
most of the yeah
would be within a lot of these stories. And despite what anybody may think, may perceive, I have respect for people.
No, get out of here.
I got a bar. Since we talking about rap, which we aren't.
Not talk about rap.
I got a bar.
We were not discussing rap.
I got a bar to say.
At this segment.
I got respect for, they got respect for me. So you could say I'm well respected be.
Okay.
Look at all the that are next to me and make it known if you think that you can F with C, H to the A and B. How many want to hang with me? But I say that only for the purpose of I got respect for people that got respect for me. And I feel like I'm well respected as a result of that because I respect a lot of people and I feel like people respect
me the same. Yeah, I will say, I've gotten really lucky in like the home. Like I'm affiliated with a lot of solid folks, I like to believe. Like, I think you, the company you keep is, like, somewhat of a reflection of you. Like, I kind of see that because, like, none of my homies is, to my knowledge. Now, let me put that out there because I'm not privy to a lot of stuff because I try to stay out of as much shit as possible because I got my own shit going on. So, it's really tough to focus on in-house and outside the house. And I think that's where people go wrong because they spend so much time putting on for outside that when they come back in the house, they not even who the fuck they don't know who they are. Because, I'm playing out, like, I'm big such and such when I'm outside, and when I come in the house, I got to switch up to entertain. And nah, if you just you, you just you.
So, and that's what you're going to get. Like, for me, I'm the same person on the podcast that I am off the podcast. So anything wild that I would say on the podcast, I have said, will say off the podcast.
Yeah, like, it's nothing.
And I feel like that's spooky season for people that had me totally fucked up, because they really think I don't toe a certain line, and I'm and so I'm out of pocket. Like, I'm so in pocket. Like, so
no. There's a reason. There's calculated.
Very much so. Like, so nobody ever has to worry about me completely going scorched earth
on the pod.
On the podcast.
Now post. Like, after.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're coming here, yo.
That's different.
That was crazy. Y'all should have seen y'all man in action.
Say, that shit is not, that shit is not for entertainment. Like,
that's, you know, that might be what it is. Because this is definitely viewed as entertainment. So I'm only wanting to, I want it to be entertaining. And some of that shit ain't entertainment. Like, nah, we really here. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, if it ever did get to that point and I'm airing it out, or quote unquote airing it out on the pod, then that's just me giving it up. Like, it's not a...
And I've thought about it.
Yeah, it's not a ploy. It's not a, oh, I can't get to this, so I'm going to do it this way. It's just, all right, fuck it. We here now.
I've thought about the consequences of such.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just being out of pocket.
And that's why, like, even because even when I do share the story, like, or this some of the stories, it's nothing super crazy. It's just, I wouldn't want, like, I wouldn't want, hypothetically, like, my wife did, all right, cool, you know, we're going to listen to, oh, yeah, we always talking about, like, I'm going to listen to this episode. And then she's hearing a crazy ass story for the first time.
Imagine.
And like.
Imagine.
And she's like, damn, I ain't. Because that's, nah. That would be a conversation of. And I'm not opening myself up to that. Because the pod ain't going to never interfere with.
It can. It can't break up a happy home. Can't break up a home.
And there's nothing that I could say that would. Just for the full scope of things. There's nothing out there that. I could say, however, there are just some wild ass stories of me that I don't mind, but I'm also a representative of something a little bit bigger than me.
So, you represent a whole lot of people.
Yeah, so I gotta kind of filter it to an extent, but yeah. And I think now that we've entered this visual space and we start, you know, getting to paywalls and all that, because that's coming. Don't you fucking worry.
Like, this is really a heartfelt second half of the podcast. Yeah, it's just kicking it.
Because,
like,
this is literally, yo, we're sticking to what we are sticking to. We introduced visual. The fact that we did not record a whole episode prior to this is nuts.
It is.
So, again, apologies, but hey, in the last episode, I feel like that shit was so good. So the visual won't match up with the audio. But there's going to be visual for this audio.
Yeah, there's visual for this audio. And the last podcast is still good.
Yeah, the last podcast.
I mean, because we weren't up, like, doing flips and shit like that.
And
like,
to not step on to be able to give a whole fresh bag.
Yeah.
It was a one or two dry spots. Apologies for that. That's just working on the fly and really putting this shit together. But...
And then not step on the progress. To come back and say, you know what, take accountability. Yeah. And say, you know what, we're still going to get y'all the visual.
Right, that's on some... Now, I will say, honestly, I'd have been like, the old me, fuck it.
Yeah.
Drop the episode. We can just laugh about it not having visual and then come back and be like, hey, here we are. Da, da, da. And you know what? We talked that shit into existence because we came up with the technical difficulty thing.
Mm-hmm. But now we only got the visual to do the technical difficulty. But we could start this one off with that, though.
Yep. Say we are back.
Yep, because we did say we back. We let you know at the beginning what happened last episode. So, yeah, we'll start this off with technical.
This is just a more conversation. This is just us kicking it.
Easy. And that's the thing about this podcast that a lot of people like, or at least that I think is relatable, because we know each other, and we're just having a conversation. This is the same conversation we would have if we were not on a podcast. Like, yeah. If the camera's not on, if the mic isn't on.
We just shooting the shit.
Same conversation. We would just maybe say some names, maybe say some...
Oh, yeah, we definitely put names on bullets.
Yeah, and maybe say some more detailed shit. But outside of that, it's the same flow. It's the same type of jokes.
So this shit is...
Same references.
This is proof of the talent that's here.
Yeah.
Because get right back to it. But also, I think one thing that came out of this is we just got to get back into like really ramping it up and having content on content.
That's it. That's it.
The bag that we're in, even with what we're doing now, like we'll chop this, post it, post. Still gonna be more, and the more people that come is gonna be more demanding of, oh y'all, we want this, we want that, we want this, and that's the game plan. Like that's
in those comments, let us know what you want.
Yeah,
let us know what you want. Let us know what you like.
Respectfully though, like don't, because the visual ads are different. Like I don't want them
I'm not gonna hold you. If somebody get in the comments like, yo, you wearing them stupid ass hats every week, I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm gonna respond. I'm gonna be like,
I'm coming back with a stupider hat.
Yep. Big hat
big,
action.
Big hat season.
Yep. So
yeah, man. We got the table. I don't know if we shouted them out yet, but
oh, podcast.
There's like history behind the podcast.
Oh, so shit,
if you listen to the previous episode.
So now you see them. Thank you.
Listen to the episode and you'll see the
McDowell's Prince of Kane.
Yeah.
Randy Watson.
We got a nice little set.
We got if we ain't do the visual, we wouldn't even seen the merch. Yeah, we ain't even talk about the podcast tees. Got podcast kind of banging black, podcast kind of banging white. We got a podcast kind of banging gray somewhere.
There's a gray one in the back since we here. You know what I mean?
Gray one.
The gray one's on tuck. I'll probably wear this the most of all of them. So here, if you're for the visuals.
Yeah.
Hey man, we're working. Now, full transparency. Still working out how we're going to get these out to the masses, but that's the plan, man. To move it forward, we're going to have...
If you ask about them, we're going to have them.
Yeah, we got you.
And if you ask about them, we'll
legit,
have
them. I want to say that's a women's medium, the black, and then a white shirt is a women's small. So we could get into... This is where you get into the, yo, comment which one you want, and we'll mail it to you. Bung. However, don't, because we're not going to do that.
That's a fact.
I mean, but then you could try it, like... Who knows?
I wouldn't try it, but you can.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You just won't get a podcast shirt.
That's
or
a fact.
You'll be the first one. You'll be the first one in the queue for a new one.
The new batch.
New batch. Because that's something. That's that merch. I've had hat requests come through that I would like to fulfill, but I don't want to get into the. I don't want to promote it until I got it.
That's a fact. Please.
Where
don't.
It's like it's flowing, like
that's
it's steady.
6 month back
and,
order.
Yeah, I don't want to be. Oh, I ordered a shirt and I ordered my shirt in June. So, and I ain't get my shirt until December because y'all.
So now they hating on the pod off of merch.
Yeah. But if you hating.
You listening
you know,
too.
Yeah, if you hating, you know, we already sent you an invite. Come on
just
up.
Just don't stop listening.
Come
and you know what?
Person.
I don't. If you don't subscribe, that's fine. I mean, we want you to subscribe, want you to listen. But if you come back and you just watch, I'm cool with that. Please subscribe though. But seriously, please subscribe. But once you subscribe, you can't unsubscribe. That's the thing.
Ooh, like if you subscribe, nah. Whenever we get the setup where we can like
zoom in,
pan this to me.
Yep, him.
If you subscribe and then unsubscribe, that's nasty.
That's nasty. Now, if you don't subscribe and you just come back and watch every week, I'm cool with that. But if you do subscribe, do not unsubscribe.
Hey, and if you are
if you unsubscribe, they do show the names who unsubscribe.
The people
they don't, but but I'll figure it out.
I'm pretty sure somebody was like, so oh, they got me. Damn it, drop my phone. Because I was going in there for something good.
Here's where I
nah, it ain't, it ain't
I knock I knock everything
knock over.
Over
the whole set, and then we right back to nah. But hey, if you rock with us through this. Greatly appreciate
definitely.
You. This is all
more than you know.
This whole episode is solely dedicated to the visual.
This is solely dedicated to the visual and solely for the people.
Solely for the people
that want the visual, that ask for the visual, that have now seen the visual and enjoyed it. And this is going to be an even better visual than not the last visual that didn't happen, but the first visual that you actually got. Like you'll see the upgrade in that. So that'd be nice too.
Or you won't, and you be like, yo, I don't know what y'all doing.
If you don't, then I'm going to really have to get back in the lab and see what the fuck we doing wrong, because this should be much better, much different, but we'll see. But thanks for rocking with us. Like,
yeah, appreciate all the love.
Yep.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep.
And yeah, let us know what you thought of the episode that doesn't have visual. Mm-hmm. And then we just, I mean, we just wanted to go pop and, back out and holler at y'all.
And that's not going to happen again because
it won't ever
happen. I ain't got again. Time for two podcasts.
Like, I got time, though. I like that we have two because now we can drop.
But mean, I'd like to have two with visuals, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't got time to do a whole joint I think is visual and then it ain't. That's like, but, I mean, and one day what might happen is we might go back to that pod and reenact it.
That's fucking
just reenact it. Yeah, man. We might actually, that's the thing, we'll just play the audio of the podcast and we'll just sit here.
It's just us sitting here. Just,
yep. We won't even talk during the podcast. Or we might talk, but the it'll be muted.
Just looking at the camera, a whole bunch of, that would be funny.
It'll be muted. We talking about other stuff.
We talking about something totally different, but it's just.
But you hear the audio, that's like, audio, you want like, the audio,
you
want
just wanted to see something, so.
That's fire. That might happen. We might walk off the screen at all times.
Use all the behind the scenes stuff. Just chop it up. Boom.
That's fire.
That's just.
Damn. That shouldn't gave that idea
away. And
for
the people who don't know what's going on, they're going to watch like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah.
What is this?
That's hard. Might.
Oh, I'm supposed to listen.
Might eat a sandwich or something. Yeah. Like.
But that, I wonder if that would have to throw people off on some.
But that's, you have to listen to this episode. You have to listen to this episode to know.
You got to use your critical listening, critical thinking skills.
That's something we could keep speaking back to that, like, on other episodes, the potential of that happening. Because this is so late in this episode, for whatever reason, it might be off by now.
Oh, yeah.
For somebody. So we talk about this at the beginning of the next episode.
Like, hey. And if you're still here, like, if you're still here after 155, because what's that? 155 is the first one. And this will be 155.5.
That'll really be 154, because this will really be, the last one will really be 154, and this would be 155 or however you want to phrase it, because we never dropped the official one. We never dropped 153. We just did the last one as 153, and then
gotcha.
Because we stopped saying the number at the beginning, so now they can be any number, anything. Yeah, but this still has to be in order because of what the fuck just happened.
Nutted up. That's fun though. I like it.
All right though.
Hey, tune in. Listen, this is solely for the visual.
That's it.
So, check out the previous episode.
There was a lot of good gems in here, though. This was like, this is more speaking to your soul.
It's got a little intimate.
Yeah. But, yeah, thanks for rocking with us. And if you listen to both episodes back to back, that's crazy. We love that.
Back to back to back to back to back to back.
That's crazy. That sounds crazy.
Future and, Narda Wick got a joint called Back to Back.
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but this podcast kind of banging.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in.
Like.
Appreciate you.
Subscribe.
To the next time.
Yep. And I'm going to try to line it up. So if you drop the video, like my little app, bear with me, pop it right here. And it's just
at the end? Right there?
Yeah, wherever it goes, you just.
All right, boom.
That's just for the hand placement, so it looks like I'm putting my name down.
We got you.
Goofy shit that I just get into. Because you be in the background doing all these edits, so.
Yeah.
Now I'll give you like a.
That's a cue.
So just line it up.
Got you. All right, till the next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
God. Holy shit.
Damn.